This goes to Dr. Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Mutsatsin, M like Mary, O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N. Fax 989-953-5153. Regarding Susan, middle initial L, Rossman, R-O-S-S, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth is 1/27 of 1951. Dear Dr. Mutsatsin, this is a consultation for Mrs. Rossman, who was sent for evaluation of abnormal calcium levels. And this occurred when she was diagnosed with influenza A on December 27th of 2025. She actually had had a lot of diarrhea and had not been eating very well. Labs showed a corrected calcium level of 8.68. The albumin level was 3.4 at that time. And she also had subsequent testing January 6th of 26, a 24-hour urine for calcium. The random calcium level was slightly low at 10.8. 24-hour urine calcium level was normal at 248. She also had an intact parathyroid hormone level checked, which was elevated at 63.1. So a referral was made for further evaluation of the calcium abnormalities as well as the elevated parathyroid hormone level. She was sent to Dr. Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Usula, U-S-U-L-A, an endocrinologist, and she saw her April 7th, 2026, for multinodular goiter as well as vitamin D deficiency and calcium irregularities. Since the finding was only one isolated elevated intact parathyroid hormone in the presence of normal calcium levels, Dr. Usula felt it's best just to monitor that and no further testing is necessary at this point. The patient had diarrhea for up to a month, and now the stools are better, although she does have looser than normal stools at times, and she's going to be having a colonoscopy soon for further evaluation. She is slightly worried about the change in bowel habits because of her history of stage 1 colon cancer in 2011, requiring a colectomy and removal of the ascending colon and appendix in 2011. But there was a complete cure of the cancer, and no chemotherapy or radiation was required at that time. Today, she's feeling well, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The stage 1 colon cancer in 2011. Hyperlipidemia. Osteoporosis, which was treated for more than 10 years with bisphosphonates. Malabsorption, thyroid nodules, and the influenza A, 1227 of 25. Past surgical history, she's had a cardiac ablation for the atrial fibrillation in 2025. She had colectomy with a removal of ascending colon and appendectomy in 2011. She has had previous colonoscopies and also thyroid biopsies for the goiter and the abnormal thyroid nodules that are present. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She has never used alcohol or illicit drugs. She's married and lives with her husband. She's a retired dental hygienist. Family history is significant for heart disease, thyroid disease, stroke, and kidney cancer in her mother at a very advanced age, in her late 80s. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligram once daily as needed for pain. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight 107 pounds, pulse is 81, and blood pressure 130 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no nodules or lesions are palpable. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a controlled rate of 80. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no palpable masses or nodules, non-tender. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pulses 2 plus bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, no lesions or nodules, no sensation or motion changes. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done January 23rd of 2026. Calcium level is normal at 10.1. Albumin is 4.0. Sodium 141, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 10.2, creatinine 0.8. Liver enzymes and iron studies are normal. Hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets and normal retic count. She also had a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast. That was 12/27/25. Pancreas was unremarkable and kidneys and ureters also unremarkable. The vitamin D level was done 1/8 of 26, and that was normal at 41.9. Assessment and plan, A, an elevated isolated intact parathyroid hormone that will be followed by Dr. Usula, U-S-U-L-A. No further testing should be required for that at this time. And now normal calcium levels. They probably were low secondary to the diarrhea when she had influenza, and now they are on the high normal aspect of high normal range of calcium, for calcium. No further testing should be required on our part. She should continue to follow with Dr. Usula because of the multinodular goiter. And we will keep her on standby in case follow-up is needed in the future. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.